Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about generosity, looking at the generosity of God towards us and how that ought to be reflected by us toward the people around us, people that we know, people that we encounter, people that we work with, people. And today we're going to talk about refreshing or being refreshed through generosity. Proverbs verse 11 or chapter 11 verse 25 says, "A generous person will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." God lays out this principle that, in essence, is a part of the teaching that God has given us through His Word, that what we sow is what we'll reap. And in Proverbs here, God comes along and He tells us that a generous person will prosper. Now again, we've talked about this already this week and in this subject of generosity. One of the difficulties in applying verses like this is our human definition of what it means to prosper. We could ask people, and you'd probably get a lot of different answers. And generally, those differing answers have to do with what their goal is in life, what they want to accomplish, what they believe is important. And particularly within the American culture that I live in, oftentimes that idea of what it looks like to prosper revolves around some aspect of finances. And many times the concept of prosperity has to do with being better off than what others might be. And that tends to be how we judge that. You have those who prosper because, well, they have more than those who supposedly don't prosper. But when I look at God's Word and when I consider the life of Jesus, and I have to at least ask myself the question, did Jesus prosper while he was here on earth? I think yes. By the standards that many would want to use, if you buy into, I'm not sure if that's a good term to use in regard to what's commonly referred to as the prosperity gospel, you would almost have to look at the life of Jesus and say, no, he didn't. The Bible says that Jesus, the Son of Man, had nowhere to call home, nowhere to lay his head. When pushed for paying taxes, he sends a disciple out to go fishing, and God provides that tax coin in the mouth of the fish for both of them, because they didn't have it. But when you look at the goal of Jesus for coming to earth, to love and to serve and to be that sacrifice for our sin, his generosity towards us did lead him to prosper greatly. The fruit of his life continues in the life of every believer, in the life of every person who has put their faith in him. And so to apply a text that says a generous person will prosper requires that we understand what God means by being generous, and we understand what he means by prospering. And throughout Scripture, he talks about the way that we manage that which belongs to him. and the way that our management of that benefits the people around us. I think that's why he continues in this specific verse of not only prospering, but he who refreshes others will themselves be refreshed. We might use the old phrase, what goes around comes around, or what comes around goes around, however you want to flip it. But if we're stingy with our time, our resources, our abilities, and we find ourselves in need, it's typically much more difficult to find the help that you need. It's part of our nature. And when we give freely with what we have, and again, I'm not talking only about money, although that is part of it. When we give freely of our time, then we discover that others generally tend to have more time for us. When we give freely of our abilities, the things that we're good at that is able to benefit others, we find that their abilities become a benefit to us. When we give freely of our money, we find that when we're in need, it often returns. And again, through much of Scripture, and especially through these Proverbs, we read these principles of life. Principles that are not necessarily absolutes. It's the way things generally occur. It's the way things normally happen. Because it's designed by God. But we have free will. We have the choice to make whether we respond as we ought to respond or not. Just as those around us have that same choice. And so the refreshing that we plant in the life of one person may not return to us from that person by their choice, by our choice, by circumstance itself. But the principle still remains that God will refresh those who choose to refresh others. And what an incredible privilege it is to realize the truth of what Paul says is the words of Jesus. We don't find it specifically worded that way in any of the Gospels, but Paul had an encounter with Jesus that we don't know a lot about other than it transformed his life. And Paul says, Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And sometimes the refreshing that we get is simply in that peace, that contentment that comes from knowing that we are living and giving and serving in the will of God. When I think about being refreshed, when I was growing up on the farm, my dad and uncle ran a sawmill together. And it was on the backside of our farm property, about a half mile from the house, and we would walk back to it through the woods to work. And at many times in those summer days especially, I mean, it was hot and we were sawing logs, but not in the figurative sense that we typically use that phrase in. We were literally sawing logs, and sawdust was everywhere, and it was hard and work, and you know, the lumber was heavy. It was typically native trees, oak and maple and things that we were making into lumber. And whether it was coming, walking back home for lunch or walking back home at the end of the day, the body itself was weary. and it was rather unclean. And about halfway home between the house and the sawmill was our farm pond. And on those hot summer days, we would generally just simply jump in. And to be refreshed by that water, the cooling nature of the water, the cleansing nature of the water. And when we choose to refresh others, when we provide cooling, sometimes it's a time that we sit and we help them to kind of cool their tempers or to cool our own temper. When we provide a cleansing, a forgiveness, a awareness of being made right with God. When we are involved in refreshing others, God returns that to us. Love the old hymn that talks about showers of blessings. And it's a prayer for God to send us these showers of blessings. One of the lines in the song talks about mercy. Mercy drops are falling, but for the showers we plead. And as we refresh others, we discover that these showers of blessings, the blessings of mercy, the blessings of forgiveness, the blessings of peace and contentment, cover us in a way that helps us to represent Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and has given us what we need, not just for ourselves, but what we need in order to be generous towards others, in order to be generous towards you, in order to be refreshed as we refresh others. Father, for those today that are waking up and going through life weary, a weariness of the body, a weariness of the soul, a weariness from the work of life, covered in sawdust and crud and the residue of life itself, I pray that as they choose to refresh others, even in the midst of their weariness, that you will be that cleansing water in their life. That refreshing swim that surrounds them with your goodness, with your mercy, with your love. And Father, today I pray that you would help each one of us to be a representative of that refreshing that you want to bring into the lives of others. May we refresh others by the way we treat them, by the way we listen, by the way we help, by the way we serve, even by the way we correct and challenge. Knowing that as we plant those seeds in the lives of others, that we will reap a harvest in due time. A harvest of righteousness, not only in their life, but in our life. So God, today, help us to be aware of your view of prosperity, of your version of how our generosity benefits the kingdom and how it benefits us. Father, today may we be very deliberate and very attentive to what it is we're sowing. What it is we're sowing into the lives of our family, the lives of our church family, the lives of our community, our workplace, our schools. And Father, as we look at the nation that we live in and the world that we live in, and we see results that we don't like, May we recognize that so much of this is the fruit of seeds that have been sown for generations. That those weeds of life that have choked out what it is that your children have planted. But Father, may we not become weary in planting those seeds, but may we increase. May the truth of the gospel not only be heard from us, but may it be seen in us. And may we be the instruments of that refreshing stream in a dry and thirsty land. Father, today as we refresh others, may we represent Jesus well. May we lift Him up so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.